Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you may recall that I made a little bit of a deal with my son, Barrett, that if he would trade all of his Halloween candy minus a couple of pieces, that we'd take him to Target after school.
Exactly how many is a couple? And like, what are you thinking, like 10, 15 pieces?
I said 10 pieces. Of course, he's already negotiating for 20 pieces, but it's 10 pieces.
What's his one that he would be, like if you said I got to get rid of everything? But this, what is that one?
Anything chocolate.
Anything chocolate.
He's a chocolate boy, for sure.
Any kind of chocolate.
Yes. He's okay. I mean, he's very equal clearly opportunity chocolate fan.
You're raising him wrong. I get it.
No. But this, for me, it's a benefit because I get to take all the sour candies and the Skittles and the Laffy Taffy and stuff like that.
You're raising him right. I get it. That's a very good point. More of the sugary Sour Patch stuff for you.
Oh, yes, for sure. So we did go to Target yesterday to do a little shopping for a toy.
So you were saying, like, he was back and forth about, like, all right, I'm willing to trade all my chocolate or most of my chocolate in exchange for a toy at Target. Like, he was going back and forth. This is a tough child decision to make.
And, like, a big boy, he made that decision.
Okay, Barrett, what did you decide? Did you trade your Halloween candy for a new toy?
Yes.
What kind of toy did you get?
An excavator.
Oh, he's so on brand.
Wow. It's the same thing every time.
How many excavators does this kid have?
Literally, and that's just the ones that are still functioning.
Right.
Many have broken over the years.
Well, yeah, he's putting them to work. They have a lot of excavating to do.
He takes it very seriously.
Does he actually play with them, though?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I mean, Lily would be the kind of person that she would, like, see something on TV, and then she'd want it, and then she'd play with it for an hour, and then never touch it
again. I feel like if there's one toy that Barrett's going to play with, it would be the escalator.
The excavator.
That has been his favorite thing for 3 years.
What color is it?
Orange and yellow and black.
Okay, that's an interesting color palette.
Little bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you get it from?
Target.
Yeah? Do you remember how much money it cost?
No.
Mm.
This right, is the Mom. Best part.
Do
this
we need to guess? Part. Do we need to guess how much? Because that makes me think it's not cheap. Ooh. I'm going to say $24.99.
See, and I was actually thinking the meant it was cheap. So I'm going to go
$5. It was $19.99. And it's this big, though. It was gigantic.
What does this big mean for someone in their car that doesn't see you right now?
It is.
It's this big, guys.
It was.
No way. I can totally picture what this big is.
I mean, Barrett is carrying it around in front of him. And I was afraid he was going to trip and fall and hurt himself because it was so big. For $20?
Based on your arms right now, it looks like a large box you would get from, like, Amazon.
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, $20? Is this mismarked? I was very excited.
So what size is that? Like, if you were, like, would, like, a... Who would be driving this excavator? Would it be, like, a Barbie-sized doll?
Bigger than a Barbie car.
Oh.
I'd say it's the size of, like, maybe if you put, like, 4 Barbie cars together.
That does sound like a very good deal.
$20? I'm like, take it. Let's get it.
I have another question.
Uh-oh.
What was that one thing that we walked by that you thought was kind of funny?
Little tiny black dresses.
Little tiny black dresses.
little tiny black dresses?
Yeah.
Why were they so funny?
Because they're little.
Because they were so little? Yeah, they were.
Okay, why is that funny?
The little tiny black dresses were walking by the women's lingerie department. They had these little, like, furry and lacy little teddies set out. And Barrett was like,
were you getting the excavator at Target or at Lover's?
Right? I'm not kidding. I'm like, what is this? And it's right next to the aisle. And Barrett is like, look at these funny little dresses. And then I jokingly said, do you think they make these in mom size? And he was like, no.
So wait, I've been to Target recently. I guess I'm not paying attention to what's in the women's section. But do they have, like, sexy lingerie?
It was right out front. I mean, it wasn't, like, you know, skanky. It was, you know, Target is a little more...
Appropriate.
Yeah. It was Target appropriate.
It's classy.
Very classy. Yeah.
Little do you know, in just about, 10 years, Barrett's going to be very excited by going to the women's section at Target. I remember doing that to my mom when I was around Barrett's age and just being like, Mom! They have like a 36 double D. Do you need this? She was searching for underwear, but she just took me with her and embarrassed her for everyone.
My mom would always make whenever I would go to the mall, like that was the deal. She's like, okay, we'll go get, because there was a Burger King inside the mall, and I love myself some Junior Whopper, still do to this day. But the deal was, okay, well, you have to go shopping with mom in order to get it. And it was always, I don't know why. Like, my mom was going through a lot of bras, apparently, because she was buying women's underwear all the time, and I had to always go with her, and it always sucked. Until one time I put one of the bras on my head and I was running around yelling like, look at me! And then she stopped taking me to the bra store.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, so kids, if you're listening right now and you're sick of going to the bra store with your parents, put the bra on your head and just run around and scream.
Publicly humiliate them.
So did Barrett have any follow-up questions about the little black dresses?
No, zero. Like, so in the dark. But I just loved that he was convinced they did not make those in mom's
Now house. I need to go to Target. I want to see what these little black dresses look like.
They're just so funny.
Are they, is it the underwear part?
This was like a top, like a bustier kind of lacy thing going on.
For Christmas?
I mean, maybe. I'm not sure, because all the Christmas stuff was happening.
Is it Cover the Hoots?
Yes.
Like,
little,
but like,
leaves
like,
a little to the imagination.
Like, just in that little spot, and then everything else is just like see through.
Kinda, yeah.
Maybe it's just the Target in Stanwood that's a little scandalous. Yeah. Like, I don't know if they do that in classy like West Seattle or Puyallup.
Yeah, very
Southville,
classy.
Southville, we don't have a kinky section.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.